Svarno Parshas Nitzavim Bayelech. So the Parsha begins, Atem Nitzavim Bayom Kolchem Lefnei Hashem Elokeichem. You're standing in front of Hashem. So the Svarno says, that is to say, Moshe is telling them, you're in front of Hashem, and you're all going to accept this bris to do Hashem's mitzvos, and that if you don't, there'll be terrible punishments. So Moshe is saying, you're in front of Hashem. If you think you can trick me that I don't know, maybe you're saying that you're going to go along with this and follow Hashem's commandments, but in your heart, you're thinking, I don't accept any of this, and I'm going to worship Avodah Zarah as soon as this is over. So you're in front of Hashem. Hashem knows what's in your heart. And therefore, he says, Panish Bechem, Sharesh Perera, Shalana, maybe there's amongst you who think that you want to go, you're going to worship Avodah Zarah and get away with it. And he thinks in his heart, so I'm going to say I accept these curses and all that, but in my heart, I'm thinking, no, I don't. I don't mean anything I'm saying. To attach the Rava, the one who's satiated with his taivas, to the Tzmeya, the one that is thirsty and separated from taivas, from Gashmias. And why does he want to connect to Klal Yisrael? For the positives, for the brachas that Klal Yisrael gets when they are doing the right thing. So lo yova Hashem salach la, Hashem will not forgive them, even though the person is saying, I'm saying I'm a kabbal the bris, but in my heart I'm not, Hashem is not going to forgive them. That's how the Svarno understands all that. Okay, so these parshios talk a lot about tshuva, and it says in Perek Lamed that when these things come upon you, the bracha and kola, and you'll think about what's going on, v'shavta ad Hashem Elokecha. So the Svarno says that the tshuva should be only to do Ratzon Hashem, and that is the tshuva that reaches ad Hashem Elokecha. So if you do a full tshuva, the real tshuva, which is only to do Ratzon Hashem, that's ad Hashem Elokecha, that goes all the way up to Hashem. Then, after that, next words in the Pasuk, V'shamata b'kolo, and you listen to Hashem. K'chol asher anochi mitzavcha hayom, like what I'm commanding you today. What does it mean, like hayom? It means that it's as if it's today, meaning you don't do mitzvahs like, yeah, I do it every day, ho-ham. You know, I remember that I once read that the Chazon Ish watched the Shochet do Shechita, and he said he shechted vachadik, and he said he wasn't a good shochet because he shechted vachadik. Vachadik mean like as opposed like vach, like the whole, the week. In other words, it's supposed to be you're in awe when you're doing a mitzvah. It's so it's like Hashem gave you the mitzvah today. You're excited, whatever. And so you do tshuva to do ratzon Hashem, and you do mitzvahs like Hashem gave it to you today. And it's hatov v'nacha that your children are part of it. And b'chol levavcha b'chol nafshecha, the same as the Svarno translated in the previous parsha. B'chol levavcha means without any sfeikus in emuna, and b'chol nafshecha means without your taivas, your nefesh, meaning the part of you that wants to do taivadik stuff. That's not going to get in your way because you're so, thinking about the Rabbanu Shalom, you're so realized how important and how great it is to serve Hashem, and how that's the only thing, so your body won't hold you back. So that's, of course, a high level, and that's v'shav. And then the next part is, pasuk is v'shav v'shav makecha shavus chavrecha me'acham shav mekibetzcha mekalamim. This is when Mashiach comes. So there will be, there'll be kibbutz galias. And then Hashem will be mal Hashem makecha slavavcha mislavav zarecha. That is, he'll save you from any mistakes. Your heart will be mal, that means your heart won't make any mistakes because you'll only be trying to connect to Hashem, and Hashem will make it that your heart doesn't hold you back at all. And Hashem will destroy our enemies. And in Pasuk Ches, V'ata Toshuv, V'shamata B'kol Hashem. What does that mean? V'ata Toshuv. You will return? Return from where? So the Svarno says, V'ata Toshuv, because we're talking about the rate of the tshuva. So it says, V'ata Toshuv means you will rest. You will finally rest. Tanuach. Not to give the tshuva means you'll rest. That's when Mashiach comes and the nations are destroyed. So that there's no more gullus anymore, ever again. And then when Mashiach comes, V'ata Toshuv, V'shamata B'kol Hashem, V'sisas Kol Mitzvasav, V'sher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom. What's with Hayom? So the Svarno says that there's no new religion. It'll be the same, V'sher Anochi Mitzavcha Hayom. The same Torah that was given then will be in the Yemos Mashiach. And then generally about the mitzvah tshuva, ki ha mitzvah azos, this mitzvah tshuva, is lo niflesi mimcha, which he says means you don't need nevi'im, lo rechokehi, and you don't need rabbis who are far away in other countries. Lo b'shamayim hi, that's again going back on this, it's not in heaven, meaning you don't need a navi. Again, you don't have to go to another country to find the big Rav. You could just stay in your town. It's in you. You know in your own heart the sins that you do. And you can have harata and duvidui. Now we have something really, I think, fascinating. It's in Perek Lamed, Pasuk Tesvav. It says, Re'e nasati lefanacha hayom, before I have given before you, esachayim, vesatov, vesamavas, vesara, four things. Chaim, Tov, Mavis, Ra. So, and then it says, later on in Pasuk Yitaz, Heidosu v'chameyom, es ha-shamayim, es ha-aretz, ha-chaim, ha-mavis, ha-sati, l'fnacha, ha-bracha, ha-klala, ha-vacharta, ha-chaim. Choose Chaim. So, we had four things. What is this? Chaim, Tov, Mavis, Ra. It's not what you would think. He says, Chaim means nitzchis, eternity. Mavis is the opposite, eternity of bad. Like Chaim is a positive eternity, Mavis is negative eternity, and Tov and Ra are the exact opposite of what they sound like. Tov is that which appears good in the short term but isn't actually good, and Ra is that which appears bad in the short term but is actually good. Interestingly. So we got the four things. One is Chaim, which is Nitzchias of Olam Haba. You have Tov, which is short-term gain, but long-term no good. Ra is short-term bad, but long-term good. Mavis is eternal bad. So he says, Bacharta Bachayim, which means it's picking that one because if you choose that in what you do. And when you make your choices, that's what you should be focused on. Nitzchias, then you make the right choices. This is just consistent with in many other places. Like, by the lady who saw the Eitz Hadas. Ki tov ha'eitz, she saw it was good. Again, he says the same thing. Short-term good. And then the same thing, and this is the coolest part, Eitz Hadas tovara. What does that mean, the Eitz Hadas tovara? So again, this is really for Bereshis, but the Sfarma says the Eitz Hadas tovara is a Eitz of evil. It is that it makes you want that which is appears to be good, but which isn't long-term. And not want that which appears to be bad, which is long-term good. That Adam was not like that before he ate from the Eitz Hadas, and the Eitz Hadas is what made him be like that. Which is fascinating. Anyways. Okay, that's all from Netzavim. Then we have Vayelech. It says that Moshe went out to be Menachem Klal Yisrael about his death. He went to every Shevet. And why now? Because now was the time they were accepting this bris. So he wanted everyone to be not sad, not so sad. So he went around to be Menachem everybody. And he was saying he's too old, can't do it anymore, and Yeshua's going to go with you. And he says, first of all, Hashem Elokecha Hu Ovel Lefanecha, it's Hashem who's going with you anyway. And Yeshua Hu Ovel Lefanecha, it's Yeshua who's going to be the person going. Kasher Diver Hashem, so this foreigner says that means he follows what Hashem says. As if it would have said Kasher Yedaber Hashem, meaning Yeshua follows what Hashem says, so he's gonna do the right thing. And Hashem will not, forsake you, lo yerpachav liyazveka, but the Sfarma says that means lo yerpachav won't, weaken you, that is, when you're at war. The lo yazveka won't leave you after the war. We can all relate to this, you know, like, winning wars are one thing, but after the war is over, you still need to keep it. You need to not have uprisings, you need to not have them reattack. So lo yazveka after the war. They'll still have Ashgach on you at all times. Okay. Then in Pasuk Tes we have V'yichtav Moshe Satorah Hazos V'yitna L'Kohen Ibnei Levi Hanosim V'samar Bris Hashem V'kol Yadish Ziknei Yisrael. So we have this, the Torah Hazos. What is the Torah Hazos? The whole Torah? What did he give? What Torah did he give to the Kohanim? Because he wasn't dead yet, so it couldn't have been completely finished at that time. So what did he give them? So different Rishonim have different explanations of what he gave them. But the Sfarno's explanation is he gave them the Parshas HaMelech. So it sounds like he's saying, that it was this, it wasn't a regular Sefer Torah. It was like a Megillah that had the words that the king says at Hakel. If you look in the Mishnayos and Sota, it says there the whole list of exactly what he read, what Parshas of the Torah he read. That's what was in there. So it's in Perek Zayin, Sota Perek Zayin, the last Mishnah. It says he read from Eladvarim until Shema, and then he read Shema, Payim Shemoa, Aser to Aser, Kitsa Chalel Aser, the Parshas HaMelech, the Brachas and the Klolos, until the end of the Klolos in Kisavo. So according to the Sfarno, that was in this Sefer Torah. It wasn't a regular Torah, it was the Torah that had been said till that point. I mean, parts of it, just the Parshas HaMelech specifically. Okay, that's a unique shot in that. And it was given to the Kohanim, who were in Nosei Es Aron. That's another big discussion, who exactly carried the Aron. The Sfarno says that the Kohanim carried it at a time of Nes. As Gemara says, there are times that the Kohanim carried the Aron, and there were times of Nes. That's what he says. It also comes to Gemara and Sota, Daflam, Gimlam, and Beis, that there are three places that the Kohanim carried the Aron. Normally it was Levi, Pashtas, and there were three times as the Kohanim, and when they went through the Yarden, and when they surrounded Yericho, and then when they put it back in the Beis Kodesh Kodashim. Okay, anyway, that's what he says as the pshat. Why here are we mentioning that? I don't know. Not sure. Okay, then it says again, when the Jews will sin again, Ba'azavtim v'istarti panai mehem, I'll hide my face from them, that is, since such terrible things will happen to them, I'll be hiding my face as if I don't see. That's what it means to say, as if Hashem doesn't see. And he says, when it says, V'anochi aster panai, it's not like they think, that they think that the reason why all these bad things are happening to them is because Mashkin is not there. It says Hashem, Mashkin is always there. Even when they go into Galus, Mashkin is there. But they didn't turn to me. They turned to whatever, to the Goyim to save them. So that's what it says. He understands, V'anochi aster panai panai bayomahu, it's in Pasuk Yitches, I'll call Hara Asher Asar, because they did all these Averas. Ki fanai Elohim Acherim, and when they turned, they didn't turn to me, they turned to other gods. Now the Sfarno explains, not literally to other gods, means people who worship other gods, means they turned to Goyim. That's how he understands it. And what they should have done is turn to Hashem for Ezra, for Tshuva, and Tefillah. They should have turned to Hashem, basically. So instead, they turned to the Goyim, so that's why Hashem is going to hide his face. That's all. Okay, again, next pesuk later, it says, I'll bring them to the land of Zoas Chalav Devash, and I'll turn to Elohim Acherim, and they'll be made from my bris. And when terrible things happen, I'll say the Shira, Ki Adati Es Yitzro, Asher Hoseh Hayom, I know their Yitzro, meaning why they're doing things, why they're going into Israel, but Terem Avien Al Eretz Shinish, but before I bring them in, I know they're going into Eretz Israel, not just to do my mitzvahs, but also because they think it'll be physically good for them and help a lot of their taivas over there, and that's why it's not, they're going to end up sinning. Okay, then it says that they put the Sefer, Pesach Chafei, and Moshe told the Levim, Nasi Aron Bris Hashem, to take the Sefer Torah and put it in the Aron Bris Hashem, and it'll be in aid. Now, why is that? So, it says, Kei Anochi Yitati Tzmeriach HaVersar Pechecha, I know your rebellious ways. So the Sfarno explains that to me, that that's why Hashem insisted that it be put in the Aron, which is put in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, which nobody could go in except the Kohen Gadol once a year. Why is that? So that when people will take it out once in a while to see what it says, they'll see that's exactly what it said. All of the bad things that happened to the Jewish people, they'll see no one messed with it, no one wrote it now, it's been sitting in the Aron. And they'll see this is exactly what Hashem said would happen. So there'll be no suffix. So now again, according to the Sfarno, there's two Sfarim. There's this Sefer Torah, which is the regular one that was given to the Kohanim. And then, I'm sorry, the regular Sefer Torah was given to the Levim. The Parshas HaMelech was given to the Kohanim. And he says that the Sefer that Chilkiah found, Chilkiyahu, and the Sefer that Yoshiyahu found, those were all the Parshas HaMelech Sefer. That's what they found. That has the Brachas and Klolos. But then there was the other Torah that was put in the Aron, and that had the whole Torah, and that was there to be an aid. That it was what was exactly said. And there should be no suffix. Anyway, the Sfarno just ends off with the parsha that, oh, it's Kiyadati, everything is Hashem's telling them, and when bad things happen, I don't want you to think that it's just Mikra. That's the point, because the whole point is that you should realize that it's a punishment. So that's why Hashem writes it down. I know you're going to sin, and this is what's going to happen. Everything is so that there should be no suffix, and everyone should know it's from Hashem. Okay.